U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order doubling tariffs on imported steel and aluminium. He says the measures are due to come into effect today and are intended to secure the future of the American steel industry. Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says Trump administration officials have sent a letter to nations on the country-specific tariffs announced on April the 2nd, reminding them that the 90-day pause is about to expire this week and they should be putting forward their best offers.
They need to cut deals with the United States of America. The tariff agenda of this president, he believes very strongly in it. And as you've all seen, he's unafraid to use tariffs to protect our industries and protect our workers. But he wants to see these tailor-made deals be signed.
The executive order says the UK will be spared from the tariffs increase, with a levy to remain at 25%. Opposition leader Susan Lee says Australia should work to achieve the same outcome. She says the coalition stands ready to work with the Albanese government to secure that result, as it is in the national interest.